The news in touch with your world. I'm Ul Kutsir. Good afternoon. SACP says cabinet reshuffle means war, and mango pilots to return to the negotiation table. The South African Communist Party says President Jacob Zuma's cabinet reshuffle today, which saw Bladen Zamanda being sacked as Minister of Higher Education, is a declaration of war by Zuma on the SACP. Nzimande, who is the General Secretary of the SACP, has been replaced by Hlengiwe Mkhize as Higher Education Minister. SACP First Deputy General Secretary Solly Mapaila says the decision has nothing to do with strengthening cabinet.
He has retained deadwood in that cabinet, people who are laced with corruption, scandals and so forth, and he's not dealing with them. He's not removing them. We are underperforming, and we've been indicating this, and society in general in South Africa has been raising these matters.
Mapaila believes Zuma had only one target in the latest reshuffle.
This reshuffle is actually a decoy. There was no reshuffle, actually. The intention was just to remove Comrade Blade. Essentially, that's what Zuma has done. That is why we are reading it clearly. It's an attack on the SACP and will effectively respond back to him as the SACP.
Trade Union Solidarity will be meeting with management of low-cost airline Mango tomorrow to resume negotiations in their current labour dispute. This comes after about 95% of the airline's pilots started a strike yesterday due to a deadlock in the four-month-long negotiation process. Pilots are demanding a salary increase of 8.5%, while the airline's latest offer was 6%. According to the trade union's Dion Reinecke, they hope an agreement can be reached soon.
The company did inform us that they would like to meet us tomorrow morning. We will go into the meeting on a positive attitude, so yes, we hope it's good news. But we also hope that the company is open for negotiations and not just as they were previously.
Mango earlier said flights from Bloemfontein have not been disrupted as they managed to put in place contingency plans over the weekend. And two Nigerian nationals appeared in the Bloemfontein Magistrates Court today on charges of dealing in drugs. Madueka Onyeka and Kosi Sochaukwu Enuma were arrested on Friday after a crime intelligence-led raid on two houses in Batu location found them in possession of cat and tick worth more than 800,000 rand. The men were remanded in custody today and will be back in court next Monday for formal bail applications. And a company in Japan has designed a gadget that lets you taste music. The Mirror reports that the Squeeze Music Machine analyzes the emotional content of a track and turns it into liquid form. The software in the machine mashup works by analyzing waveforms of a song, then ascribing corresponding flavors. Happiness is signified by sweetness, excitement by sourness, sadness by bitterness, and saltiness for sentimentality. The product is still in the prototype stage, but the makers are hoping it'll become a favorite at music festivals where audience can drink the songs as they watch them being played. Your top story at this hour. The SACP says President Jacob Zuma's cabinet reshuffle, which saw Bladen Zamanda being sacked as Minister of Higher Education, is a declaration of war by Zuma on the Communist Party. For all the latest news, like OFM News, in touch with your world on Facebook.